a lot of things we could do on the show today.
There's so many weird things happening this last week.
And this will culminate with you trying to explain to me the Biden special prosecutor memory.
Okay, wait, before
we do that, over the past week, and we did a little bit of this yesterday, the Senate tried to craft a border bill, right, that had funding for Ukraine, Israel, and like Taiwan and elsewhere.
And I want to mention a Republican-written bill.
Yeah.
The begrudgingly supported by Democrats because they feel so strongly about getting Ukraine funding.
Okay, so that the House said it's dead on arrival, don't even bring it. And then the Senate, and that was true. And now the Senate is crafting another bill. We'll see where that goes by the time this podcast comes out. But in the lieu of that, the House Republicans tried to fund Israel.
Right,
and
failed.
That bill failed. They tried to impeach the Homeland Security guy because of the border, and that failed. Yep.
And that one is insane because that one was just such poor leadership by Republicans. They didn't count all of the Democrats in the building. And so there was a Democrat who was having surgery, who basically was wheeled in on a gurney. That's how recently the surgery was, in order to vote against impeachment. And the Republicans didn't realize that he was in the building.
They were like, oh, his surgery wasn't severe enough that they would have put him out.
Yep.
And so they wheel him in to vote.
So they wheel him in and he votes against and it fails.
One of the things like, hey, look, they're missing the line is so fine between Democrats and Republicans for the majority that we have to look to see. This goes back to Wisconsin. Steve Doyle had COVID. He was sleeping on his couch in his office.
Yep.
And, well, I don't think he was sleeping. I think he said he was just kind of in his office. And Republicans tried to run a session quick because they're just in session for the whole day. It was like late at night.
And they were trying to overturn some vetoes.
And then Steve Doyle enters the room, probably feeling pretty awful. And all the Republicans go, oh,
yep.
Because they knew exactly. So when this guy's wheeled in on his gurney, he's probably got one of those.
The IV bag.
He's holding his own IV bag. Anyway, but that's not what we're going to talk about. This special. But we could. There's so many things like nationally. But so the Biden thing confuses me. Is this a little bit like Hillary right before the election?
We're going to come back to that. But absolutely, it's a lot like that. There's really startling echoes here.
FBI. Real quick. FBI director said something about Hillary. I can't remember even.
Yeah, basically about the server, the email gate, the server.
Okay.
And basically came out and a lot like what happened this week. Came out about Clinton and Hillary Clinton and said, this is not a prosecutable crime. She shouldn't have done it. But it's not. We're not going to prosecute it because there's not enough the law here.
And the whole "but her emails" thing just comes right to fruition.
And it comes out right before the election.
We didn't lock her up either.
Right. We never did lock her up.
Okay. So now we've done this with Biden.
So now
too early. I think we did it too early.
So here's what happened. Okay. So Trump gets caught with these bathrooms full of classified documents, and he is willfully holding them back. Not turning them over to the U.S. government. So
Williams,
they have to have like an FBI raid and all this other stuff.
William is in here gesturing people like Trump's at the bathroom door going, no, you can't get in here.
At the same time, Vice President Pence found an unclassified document and Biden found, I think, 3 unclassified documents in his possession.
Yeah.
All right. Now, as soon as Pence, who did everything correctly, and Biden found these documents, they were like, whoa, we have these. We're not supposed to. They gave it to the government. They turned it over immediately. They said what happened. They said, please, like, come investigate this. This is a problem. Please come fix this all. Okay. Now, Trump did not do that, of course. He tried to, you know, prevent the government coming in and all sorts of stuff. And this is the foundation of one of the big federal cases.
I feel like there was a story 2 weeks ago about a secret room in Mar-a-Lago.
A secret room in Mar-a-Lago. Yes. So,
beside them.
The U.S. Justice Department assigned a special counsel, Jack Smith, to prosecute Trump for these classified documents. And then conservatives got all angry. They got so angry because they were like, how come you gave a special counsel to Trump and you're not giving one to Biden? He did the exact same thing, even though that's patently untrue.
Yeah.
He did not do anywhere close to the same thing. But conservatives were angry enough that the Justice Department said, fine, we will put a special prosecutor on the Biden classified document case.
We talk about this very little because at that time, the special prosecutor wasn't special enough for Republicans, right?
Yes. Now, this person was named special counsel. His name is Robert Hur. And Robert Hur is a Trump prosecutor. So he was a Trump-appointed federal prosecutor, right? So on Trump's side. And he was appointed to investigate Biden. Before he was appointed, he was offered up by Republicans as the kind of person who should be investigating the Biden classified document. He was offered up as, this is the name. They said him by name. Here's someone who should be one of the people you consider for special counsel here. As soon as he was named, Republicans went after him for being too liberal or too whatever.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was a huge like turnaround in terms of their media message.
This is what, and you say this all the time, because this is what, if a lot of this is like Hunter Biden stuff, but you're like, if Hunter Biden did a thing, William Garcia as a Democrat, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't care. Investigate 100%, him.
Yeah.
So here,
I was fine with Biden being investigated.
Well, here's where Democrats draw the line or walk the line, right? They're like, okay, you want us to investigate it? Here we go. Here's your guy. And at every step, they complain about it, right? You're not investigating. You're not investigating with our guy, even though he's your guy. But now the investigation is complete and it's come out. Are they mad about what the findings have said?
They are a little mad with an undercurrent of giddy glee.
Because the findings come out and all anyone is stuck to is the one thing that we already are complaining about Biden for,
right?
Is that he's old.
So this thing comes out, all right? And what should be the headline here is Biden had a document he wasn't supposed to have. He turned it over as the law requires. He told us about it instantly. He worked with authorities the entire time. And there are no charges. This did not rise to prosecutable offense. Mm-hmm. That should be the headline.
Same thing that Pence. Pence didn't.
Same thing that Pence did.
No charges for Pence. Yep.
But this guy, Robert Hur, remember, Trump appointed prosecutor. This guy, after basically saying that in a little, you know, like the little heading.
Yeah.
He then goes on to spend, I personally would say, the majority of the rest of the report, basically saying that Biden is mentally unfit and doesn't know what's going on. And he throws in all of these factually incorrect opinions, all of which feed into the thing that people are most worried about Biden, which is his age. And I want to be very clear right here. It is absolutely impossible to talk about Biden's age without also in the same breath talking about Trump's age. You can't say one is too old and one is not. We can absolutely complain, and I think there is absolute right to complain that they are both too old. That makes sense to me. But no one should be allowed to be like, well, one is young enough to be president and one's not. That's untrue.
So the terms were like faulty memory and diminished
faculties.
But this is about like him remembering if he had classified documents.
Right. Well, but which is weird because the honest answer to what would you say if you were in a court of law and you said, what were you doing at 3 p.m. 6.5 years ago?
Right. Exactly.
You would say, I don't recall.
Yeah.
That is the legal factual answer.
Also, he's 80, so try to remember something from 6 years ago as an 80-year-old, let alone a 40-year-old.
But basically what I'm saying is that anyone, a 20-year-old, would have said in this situation, I don't recall.
Yeah.
Because that is the legally factual answer. If you don't remember, you have to say, I don't remember, if you're under oath.
I feel like Trump says that all the time.
All the time. So then this guy, Hur, puts out what looks really like a hit piece on Biden, playing into all of Biden's fears, while at the same time acknowledging that he did not do anything wrong. There is a little part of the report that talks about the difference between Biden and how he handled this properly and Trump and how he did not handle this properly. That is a little blurb in the report. But a huge part of the report goes into this anecdotal, non-factual, non-scientific views of Biden's like mental capacity.
I feel like there's just politics at play here. Republicans, we started the show with this. They want to run on the border.
Right.
And honestly, like, okay, there could be a problem at the border. You are from Texas. Maybe you could like even allude to that. I said we should do a podcast on it. But also, this feels like kind of a made-up problem. I don't feel the effects of the border.
Right.
But I also don't feel the effects.
It is 100% a made-up problem.
But I also don't feel the effects of the Ukraine war or the Israel-Hamas thing. I don't feel those effects unless maybe it's gas prices or something weird like that. But so I understand that there are needs to be had there. But to bring the border up seems kind of made up to me that they need something to run on. And what else can we do? Oh, this Hur guy is going to put out this thing.
This hit piece.
In an election year.
And even though it exonerates Biden.
Right.
We're going to take some of the, you know, partisan wording that this guy used, and we're going to broadcast it all over the place.
The other thing I didn't mention is this very much like Bill Barr withholding the special counsel's report on?
No, because he withheld it. So it's
one page statement. But we hired that Robert Mueller. Remember Robert Mueller? Yep. Whatever he was looking at, it was a big deal at the time. It was heading into that election, and then the report, wasn't it Trump Russia stuff? I mean, this is so many things have happened. Right. It was very serious. And Bill Barr withheld the report and only put out like his statement that was totally false. Yeah.
So that's an instance of the Justice Department not publishing something to protect. What we've got with both Hillary Clinton and with this her is someone purposefully something that is written in a partisan right-leaning way in order to hurt a candidate. And that's a problem. We should not be, the Justice Department should not be in the business of hurting candidates of either side. They should be they should be prosecuting people who break the law. Absolutely. And if that person is a Democrat or a Republican, if they break in the law, they should be prosecuted. And if they're found guilty, they should be punished. But that's not what's happening here. Her said this report exonerates the president here and then goes on to call him mentally checked out, whatever, whatever. All right. Weak faculties. So.
With the Robert Mueller report, it would have been great to have this because we could just point to the same thing. Is the Biden administration doesn't, or who's the attorney general? Do you know off the top of your head?
Merrick Garland.
Merrick Garland doesn't release the special counsel's report on Biden.
Yeah, but just held it.
But he puts out a statement that says it exonerated him from the classified docs case and yada, yada, yada.
Which Merrick Garland, in theory, especially because of Barr did it also, theoretically could have done and didn't.
So he could have did that, and then we would have watched Republican outrage for the next however many months until the election, and open records requests trying to get this.
Yep. And then, of course, and this was totally meant, this wasn't great for Biden. Biden holds a press conference to talk about kind of how angry he is about this report and how he thinks that this report mischaracterizes some things. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he does have a kind of verbal stumble. Right. And so people are looking. Fox News, hysterically, Fox News comes on and makes fun of him for this stumble. And then I don't want to call him a reporter because I don't think that's what he is. Like the anchor of the show is making fun of Biden for having a verbal stumble and then has a complete verbal stumble. And at the same time, Trump over here can't tell the difference between Nancy Pelosi and Kamala Harris, like making all of these like weird problems.
We have two old presidents,
and sometimes they're going to get some stuff like mixed up.
Yeah.
And again, if we want to have a debate about whether they're both too old, that's fine. I can totally understand that debate. What you can't have is a debate that says that Biden is somehow too old and Trump is not.
Yeah.
Because that's ridiculous. And I mean, Trump has never been able to like string together a coherent sentence, even in his 30s, much less today.
What was the thing that Biden did? When Trump mistakes Nancy Pelosi for Nikki Haley, and he does that a couple of different times, Biden did the same thing.
He was talking about Mexico and mentioned Egypt.
Okay.
As some of the like trade things that were happening and things like that.
Okay.
So that was like the big thing there. But once again, the Democrats like follow the rules. The Justice Department says, hey, this case is pretty open and shut. It doesn't need a special counsel. Conservatives say, no, you're somehow, covering something up by not having a special counsel. So we say, sure, we give a special counsel. Then they say, well, it's got to be a conservative person, someone that's not on Biden's side, like someone like Robert Hur. And then the Justice Department says, the Democrat Biden administration says, all right, we'll put Robert Hur. And then they say, well, no, it can't be Robert Hur. He's a liberal. And then they come out and they issue this report that says that, again, Merrick Garland could have withheld it and just said, hey, it didn't say anything.
Right.
But instead, they release the full thing that basically says Biden, you know, is not criminally prosecutable here. And also, says all this like stuff that had nothing to do with the report.
Here's the thing
about him:
is they put out the report probably smartly just to do it. It's unlike the Robert Mueller, Bill Barr thing, where he doesn't put out the report and just puts out a statement saying everything's fine, even though the Mueller report wasn't just fine.
Right.
They put it out now. We're gonna forget about it in 2 weeks. It'll be over. So as opposed to putting it out in or waiting for open records requests and stuff like that and getting it in October, and now we've put it out right before the election, put it out now. We're a society that in 2 weeks or 2 days, I feel like in 2 days, this will be, by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be old news.
We'll have moved on to something else.
Right.
So very possible. But I really do. I really want to remind people that this is actually proof that Democrats kind of follow the rules, and if someone says they're doing something wrong, they fix it. And Republicans never do that, and for some reason, Republicans never get in trouble for it.
Yeah.
So
different standards.
So, thanks, everybody. The La Crosse County Democratic Party meets the third Monday of every month at our office at 2318 State Road, right across the street from Java Vino. Our website is laxdems.com, and you can email me at chair@laxdems.com. I'm William Garcia. Have a great day.